why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions. Life does not really seem to be mysterious as to how it functions. It's just that we don't pay attention to how it functions. Simply, life functions in a very beautiful, simple way. Life functions in the now. Life functions in the beautiful way of being. Life functions according to principle, pure and simple. Now, if you do not put gasoline in a car will not run. A car will not function without the gasoline. If you do not do the physiological things necessary in a physiological universe, physiological responses will not take place. Now, there are people who have magical traits who can make a car run without gasoline, but these are not on the physiological basis. And we'll find out how they do that at one time. But they're dealing with something quite different from the physiological functioning of things. Our bodies are physiological. We live in a world which is a physiological world. And there's nothing mysterious about it. There is a yin and a yang, so to speak. There is a cause and an effect for everything that takes place in our physiological universe. Everything. Everything that happens, there is a cause and effect. Whether it's success or failure, whether it's health or poverty or illness, whether it is abundance or poverty, but it doesn't matter. For every effect, there is a cause that was put into motion to bring that effect about. Now, perhaps we don't like that effect. Perhaps we don't like it at all, and we think to ourselves, I'm going to stop putting the cause in motion that brings that effect about. Well, that doesn't work either. If we say to ourselves on a physiological universe that there is no gas in the car, and the car will not run because it has no gas. There's no gas in the car, and the car is not going to run because it has no gas in the car. There's no gas in the car, and the car is not going to run because there's no... Herb, that sounds very silly. Yes, that's true, but this is how our thinking is. No, there is no gas in the car. I put gas in the car, and the car runs. I put gas... When I put gas in the car, it's not because there's no gas in the car. It's because I put gas in the car. I have a new cause, an entirely new concept that I put into motion. Gas in the car, not gas in the car. Car without gas. I am having gas in the, but Herb, that's so logical, so reasonable. Yes, that's very true. And that's exactly how the principle works. So logical, so true, so simple, so utterly, utterly, utterly simple. And yet, we make it so complex. Keep your mind out of the gutter and you won't be living in the gutter. Keep your mind off of illness and you won't be experiencing illness. Oh, 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 boy, that's a good one. That's right. Let every thought that you think be a thought that is exactly what you would like to have experience. If you're going to think about illness, you're going to have it. If you're going to think about health, you're going to have it. But that's not true. You're not thinking about health, therefore you're not having it. You're not thinking about wealth, therefore you're not having it. You're not thinking about happy relationships, therefore you're not having it. It's just that simple. It's that simple. Why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions is that we make it look mysterious. We make it look as though it's contrary to contrary chantry. Life is positive. First person, present tense, positive. We'll probably mention that quite often as time goes on, because that's how we started out our course books in the University of Healing. First person, present tense, positive. When you write anything about what you've learned in the course, write it in the first person, present tense, positive. Now, what would you like to experience in your life? Whatever you'd like to experience in your life, think of it in the first person, present tense, positive. It's not what you don't got, it's what you want. It's not what you don't got, it's what is. It's a new principle you're putting in motion. I went into the employment agency and I did not have a job. The employment agency gave me a job and I had a job. That simple, that quick? Just like from bop to bop. Yeah, just from bop to bop. 1 minute, I didn't have a job. I was telling the counselor that I can do this, that, and the other thing. And the counselor says, I've got just the job for you. Here it is. And the counselor called up and said, send the man down. Send the woman down. Let's see what they can do. And lo and behold, 1 second, I didn't have a job. And another second, I did. Now, this is how the principle works. 1 second, we're thinking one way, and we have that experience. The next second, we're thinking the other way, and we have that experience. Now, did you believe that you had a job? You went down there in full confidence that you had a job, and they signed you up for the job, gave you all their health benefits and all their perks and everything else, and you thought, wow, 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 how wonderful. And you went home to your family, and you said, I have a job. And your family says, do you like it? Oh, yes, it's wonderful. I love it. Well, then go for it. Family says, do you like it? And you say, it's not what I really wanted. Well, don't take it. But we need the money. Don't take it. Only take what you really want. If you do not hold out for what you really want and see yourself having what you really want, you never will get it. But we need it right now. Well, if you're going to do the expedient thing and do what's needed right now, then go ahead. But that's not living principle. That's only living principle of expediency. And if that's the principle you want to live by, go for it. Hey, that's okay. If you want to be a human being, go for it. If you want to be a divine being, go for it. If you want to be whole and perfect, go for it. If you want to be sick, go for it. That's up to you. It's up to me. It's my thought alone, 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 alone. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Nobody can make me happy or sad, except myself. Nobody can make me have the perfect job or not. That's up to me. I can take any job and make it a perfect job because I have that attitude of mine. And I am not possessed by anything except the enjoyment of being happy, the enjoyment of living a fulfilled life, the enjoyment of being my divine self. Oh, yes. Interesting, isn't it? Why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions when it is really so simple. Yes, it's so simple. It's so simple, but am I willing to utilize that simplicity and enjoy that simplicity and experience that simplicity right now in every moment of my life? Am I willing? Am I willing to do it? Am I willing to put the cause in motion to bring that about? If I am, then that's what I'll have. But if I'm not, then that's what I'll have. Now, what do you want to experience in your life? What do you want that's more important to you than anything in the whole world? What is more important to you than anything that could ever be anywhere? You know, what is more important? And as you think about it, you think to yourself, well, the only thing that's important is for me to be myself and have fun. Be myself and have fun. Why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions? Because we're not ourselves and having fun. We're doing somebody else's show. To be myself means that I listen to within. I listen to the peace inside of me, the wisdom, the divine guidance, and so on, and I feel just wonderful. This is what life is all about. It's a principle. And I live that principle. And when I live that principle, everything I choose, everything I do, everything I am, works in divine order and magnificently so. I'm ready for it now. I'm ready to put that principle in motion now. I'm ready to continually think on only what I choose to have experience in my life and let the law bring it into being. Because it already exists, and I'm merely revealing it in my world, in my life, right now. And that's my choice. Why life appears to be so mysterious as to how it functions? Because I pretend that it is. And, starting today, I pretend that it isn't. I know that I know that I know, and it is done. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.